There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. I'm Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
All right, back on.
We're on.
We've got long necks, home-brewed, quite tasty.
Thank you to our special guest of today, Mitchy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mitch has turned up with 6 long necks of homebrew. So we're if you hear a bit of that, we're just
and a bit of
we're tucking into them.
Well, I feel like this should be the new standard for any guest.
That's absolutely correct. Bring us treats or beer.
Yeah, or both.
And on that note, if anyone wants to come on the podcast and talk some shit, let us know.
mate. Mitch, you reached out to us. Not too long ago, I was like, hey, I'm doing this awesome thing. If you're ever stuck for anything to talk about, which we never really are, but it's always good to hear someone else talking besides the two of us.
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck yeah, get on and talk to us about what you're doing. Mm. So tell us something about yourself first, Mitchy. Who are you? What are you doing? What's this thing?
So I'm Mitchell. I'm 33. I'm a dad. I'm a hat collector, mainly. Hat collector before a runner.
Are you a dad to hats or you're a dad to like a human?
I'm a dad to 2 humans and 1 stillborn girl. Mm-hmm. And my stillborn girl, Pia, is what got me into running. Mm-hmm. And I that was 4 years ago now. And I'm maybe just starting to accept that I'm a runner. Although there's definitely some long runs I still don't want to be associated with running. It's a silly sport sometimes. I've decided that in June I'm going to do a big long run from Campbelltown to Wollongong and raise money for 3 charities that are close to my heart, the Stillbirth Foundation, Still Aware, and Angel Gowns, nice. And raise some money.
73Ks.
So, for people that don't live in Australia and go, what the hell's Campbelltown, what the hell's Wollongong, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's mainly trails? Or 50-50?
It's about 50-50, I think, maybe a little bit more road. So I have invited people to join in, and anyone can come do it if they want to. It's not a race or anything. So I have made it more road.
More road. So 50-50 road trail, 73Ks from one place to another through some really nice areas of the Sydney and surrounds.
Why that distance? Why that route?
When I started training for my first marathon 3 years ago, I fell in love with runs that were A to B. They look better on Strava. They look
absolutely
better than
loops.
Yeah. Out and back, they look boring.
So true. You've covered more ground.
It looks, if you do an out and back, it looks like you only did half.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck no, I did double that.
Exactly. So I started to look for really nice runs that were just A to B, and Wollongong was a far enough distance away. It's still sort of the next municipality over, the next council over. It was a far enough distance where I thought, That's a distance where I can fundraise again, because I didn't want to do another half marathon. That was the first fundraising I did. I had to step it up.
Yeah.
I've done UTA 50, so I couldn't do a 50K. Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
Got to go bigger.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, yeah.
When is it?
June 13.
Okay.
13th of June.
Yeah, so it's a Sunday. I think it's a long weekend, so because I won't be able to walk on the Monday. I'm not that good a runner, so.
Fair point. Sweet. So tell us about like Pia.
Pia.
How far along, like what happened?
So I woke up one morning. My wife said she was going to go to the hospital. She hasn't felt Pia move for a while. And I thought, whatever. Okay, cool. You're crazy. About an hour later, she called me to say that Pia wasn't alive. And I didn't really know what that was. I had no idea what stillbirth was, and I had to check Twitter because, I'd only seen it once. Christina Keneally, former Premier, now Senator, I remember her vaguely talking about it. And, so that's how I learned what happened to my daughter. Mm. And the next day, my wife had to give birth.
The next day?
Yeah. They
induced it.
Inducer, mm. and yeah, they get it over and done with pretty quick, and it's yeah, it's the opposite of a birth. You know, instead of hearing baby cries, you get silence.
Yeah.
Then tears. People come and visit, and it's not happiness. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much that day that I decided I'm going to fundraise. I need to do something positive. I had a bit of depression in my life previously, so I knew if I didn't do anything about it, get on the front foot, it would have, would have really defeated me. So I decided I'm going to take up running and do a half marathon. And
So that got you into running in the first place?
That got me into it. My first run was about 4 years ago and 2 weeks, 4 years, 2 weeks ago, my first run.
Okay.
1.8 kilometres I made before finishing up, and it took me 18 minutes.
Is that a run?
I didn't get out
Did you run or walk?
I didn't get out of my street before I started walking. And yeah, kept running further. It wasn't the smartest training plan. I didn't have a training plan at the time. So I had a lot of shin pain. Yeah, but did the half marathon, I think 2 hours 19. So it wasn't as fast as I wanted, but still finished, and it was an emotional day. And
yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Walking away, I was pretty proud. Decided, I'm going to hang up the boots. It's enough running. And then I realized I've actually made a bucket list. And I thought, oh, I better tick that off. I'm sure that was on there. And right below was marathon, full marathon.
So you had a pre-existing bucket list that said half marathon and full marathon.
Yeah. And half marathon, full marathon, and then below that, City of the Surf.
Yeah, because, you know.
And that's actually the order I did them in. So yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Far out.
So City of the Surf, for people that don't know, is it 14K fun run from the city to Bondi Beach, which is pretty well known, and it's a big piss up afterwards.
Yeah.
You go for the drinking, not so much for the running.
Yeah.
It's so
a great day.
You did that after doing a half and a full marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
That qualifies.
Look, there was no order to the bucket list except for how I wrote them down. I didn't say I had to do it first.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe if I was smarter, I would have started with that. But
so that's how you got into running.
Yep.
Which is super interesting, right? Because we know that everyone has their own motivation and their own reasons for running, and it gives people – like running gives people different things, and it takes people different places, which is like so unique. And people from all different walks of life can like turn up at the same start line of a half marathon at the same running group, and like it's – that never ceases to like lose its shine for me. I think that's just incredible.
That's one of the first things I did like about running was, you know, I'm in the same race as, you know, 110 kilo dude at the back of the field that, you know, is just plodding along and finishing, and I'm in the same race as the 50 kilo elite that, you know, wants to go for the course record. And I could beat him if I trained harder and diet, but I'm in the same race.
Cool. Like if you enjoy playing soccer, you don't rock up to the same
– I don't get to go up to the A-League.
Same game as Messi and Ronaldo. But, like, in a running race, they're right next to you.
They're
right next to you at the start.
No, look, at the finish.
I use the same urinals as them. I just start a fair bit back.
Minor details. You've raced them.
Yeah, they beat me every time.
Minor details again. Like, I think, like, my partner is a midwife, so she does a lot of, like, she's very much into this sort of field. And, like, we have recently had two miscarriages, so it's like pretty close to me as well. And for me, running has really helped me through that.
Yeah.
To go, fuck, I feel like shit. Go for a run. Still feel like shit, but a bit less like shit.
Yeah.
So, and that just so powerful to be able to use running for that.
Yeah. When I first started running, the thing I really liked was I'd get so out of breath. I couldn't think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, 4 years on, I'm a lot better. I'm a lot further down that, you know, that grief, you know, pathway. I can still go out for a run, but now I go to think, to get things out of my head, to think things through. But it was great not being able to think for the first year.
That's what I've done. Like after the recent miscarriage, I just flogged to myself. I was like, I just need to die and go real hard.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I can't breathe. I'm going to fall over. I was like, it's great. Love this.
But it's like a bit of a release of a release of so many things, like a release of energy, of tension, of anger, of
everything,
guilt, which is so powerful. And run, like you can push yourself running so hard to get to that point where your hands on knees just exhausted, and that there's such a almost be like a cathartic thing.
It's such weirdly enough, it's such a good feeling you get doing that, even though you're absolutely throwing yourself into like that's exactly what you need at that point in time. Like you go to the bush and just go for a 50-day run when you're like, I just need to get out of my head.
I go and scream at the trees. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And like it's fucking great. I love that.
Yeah, so good. Mitch, so that's how you started running, right? Yeah. Like 4 years back.
Yep.
And now he's sitting here wearing his TLTC hat.
Yeah.
Tuesday Lonely Track Club.
Tuesday Lonely Trail Club.
Trail Club.
Okay. Yes. That started as a joke. I was training for UTA 50 and I couldn't get anyone to come train with me on Tuesdays. So I thought I'd make my own silly club up.
Lonely Club.
Yeah. Lonely Club. Tuesday Lonely Trail Club.
You've got merch. You've got hats.
Well, yeah, the joke just kept growing. So I made a logo and then I made, a hat, just iron-on transfers, nice and cheap to begin with.
Yeah.
But then, my run coach, who used to have a Thursday group, she, Kay, amazing lady, moved to Victoria, unfortunately. So I started looking after her group of ladies, and that's a Thursday. So I made it Thursday Ladies Track Club.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
So you can wear the same hat. TLTC.
I can't design another logo. So, it is a bit of a club now. It's nothing official, but we did have one person on the internet ask, are you guys a real club? And I had to sort of explain, it started as a joke, it's kind of real. And now she comes to our training sessions on Thursdays. Really?
So are you a coach?
No, don't tell Athletics Australia. So the way I justify it is I don't write any plans. I just go online to find the good plans that seem to work.
You help people.
And I help people. And the thing I do is I've watched them run enough. I know when they're running injured. So I know when to tell them to stop. They're my friends. I know if they've had a rough day, a rough week, I know when to tell them, don't worry about your paces.
Yeah.
But I listen to your podcast and tell them what you guys say. Summarize it.
Shit.
So everybody's injured?
So everyone has Achilles injuries.
So they're like, listen to this. Don't do what they do.
Do what they say. Don't do what they do.
My shoulder hurts. Do car phrases.
It's bound to work.
So after every run, you do heaps of stretches, right?
No, stretching's
not cool. Yeah. Good test. Yeah,
stretching. No. It's a waste of time.
So how many people are in this Thursday ladies track club?
We get usually five girls to Thursdays.
Yep.
We've got a few different members. My best mate is in Exmouth, WA. So he'd be our furthest member away on the opposite side of Australia.
Right.
Tell him what to do, but he's my best mate.
Yeah.
I can tell him. He's not going to get upset with me.
That's good because one of my good mates just moved to Exmouth.
Oh, really?
Last week. And she's a runner.
Okay.
So we need to get these people in touch because she's like, who the fuck am I going to run with in Exmouth? There's like nothing there.
My mate has said he's seen one other person run. So, he wants to.
There's a second person.
What's his name?
His name's Matthew Gretsch.
Matthew Gretsch. Please get in touch with Marie. What's her last name? I should know Marie's last name. I don't know Marie's last name.
Do I know Marie?
She can too. In the West. Maybe. I don't know. Marie, what the fuck?
At least I remember my friend's surname.
It's Marie. She's loud. She's obnoxious. She's a pain in the ass. Thank God she moved away.
Bye.
Because she's like, I need to run with someone, but that's good.
His dream is to get a park run started there because I think the closest park run north or south is 4 hours away. And he's gone a few times.
Start a park run, then if he starts and no one else turns up, he could win.
Yeah, well, I've looked at the...
It is Marie Phillips. Thanks, Patty. See, how does Patty know? It's been like so long.
It's I know, because she loves every run I do on Strava.
She does that, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, side note. It's
Marie Phillips. I'll tag her in the post.
Exmouth Running Club.
Exmouth Running Club, yeah.
ERC.
Don't give him ideas. I'll lose members. it's... there's nothing there. The 4 hours, and he's driven down a few times because I think that's the closest Kmart for him as well.
Oh, 4 hours.
Yeah. It's just a tourist town over there.
Did he move there?
Yeah, so he moved there I don't know why. It was close to where he was working. He was doing some fly-in, fly-out working work on the cranes in a mine.
Yeah.
But he just got a job on the docks in the crane there. So.
Right. So let's go back to this run. Do you say people listening, they want to get involved, they want to support you, donate, or run with you?
Yep.
Where's the info?
Yeah.
All right. I'm the only idiot that has made a page for Campbelltown to Wollongong on Facebook. So search Campbelltown to Wollongong on Facebook. You'll see our event. And there's a link. There's several links in there. You should see one of them. You can donate if you want. But there's also
if you want, you have to donate.
Yeah, you have to.
If you find it, donate. Even if it's $5.
$5 punishment for finding the page.
Yeah, make it minimum $2 so you can get so it's tax deductible.
Yes.
Is it on Instagram? Have you posted on your Insta?
Yeah, there should be. There's a link in my bio. So search Tuesday Lonely Trail Club. I've got great nutritional advice in there. Instead of a warm up when you're driving to your run, have a Red Bull, have an energy drink. That gets your heart rate up. Don't bother with your warm up.
Yeah, you can tell you're not a coach.
Yeah.
That's a part of my nutrition expert side of things.
He says he's holding a long neck of homebrew.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Like, at least you're saying Red Bull, not long neck.
Yeah, true.
Whilst driving.
Oh, yeah. Like, as long as you're not drinking.
Responsible, well done. Yeah. Very, very well done.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's the goal, fundraising target?
So I set the goal at $2,000. We're up to $600 now, and I think we'll hit the $2,000. Worst case scenario, I've got some memorabilia I can auction off.
Yeah.
Some hats?
No.
Okay.
No, the hats aren't getting auctioned off.
Yeah, worth a try.
I've got some signed baseballs I can auction off. So.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I think we'll hit it, and I think it'll be a good day. I think we're starting at 6:30 from Campbelltown.
Yeah.
So you're more than welcome to come and run with me. Don't run faster. Don't ruin my Strava crown that I'm going to set up and win.
We'll stay behind you.
But, there's a few people doing 30 kilometres. They're going to start at Coldcliff and finish it off.
Oh, nice.
So it should be a nice day. There'll be a few runners. When I first made the event on Facebook, I thought it was just going to be the six girls that I run with on a Thursday, and that was it. But then it just took off.
They're all doing it as well?
Yeah, they're going to try and aim for the 30. So,
sweet.
Most of them have only ever done half marathons before, but they've sort of picked this year to do their first marathon. So it's sort of a nice distance in between, and I think there's enough time for them to load up. Mm. That's not something a not coach would say. But, there's plenty of time for them to get that distance in.
It's good to set up, have a target a couple of months in advance and knowing that it is just beyond what you've done in the past, and if you can build up to that, that's epic. That's really cool. For a good course, man.
Is there a time goal as well? I'd like to finish within X amount of time.
So there's always
happy hour at the pub you're getting to, or something.
Find out what time happy hour is and make sure I'm there. So there's no time goal, but obviously I'd like to finish it in a time I can be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So I've sort of done a bit of a rough calculation of where I'm at, and I think 8.5 hours would be something I'd smile about.
Yeah.
But currently, dieting and losing a bit of kilo, so I'm getting faster and training well.
Mm-hmm.
So, the more I train, the more
better you get.
That is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird. Consistency. Oh. Consistency is a weird little thing.
Like, as in it works?
Yeah.
That's a bit weird.
I think we've got a podcast on that somewhere. Maybe, potentially.
Consistency and rehab. It's funny how...
We wouldn't advise that, though.
Calf raises.
just Red Bulls and just get your heart rate up and go. Man, this sounds like a terrible episode.
Red Bulls and snack packs. That's the perfect pre-race meal.
A snack pack.
Yeah, carbs and the chips.
Yeah, you're talking like a halal snack pack.
Carbs with the chips, meat and the protein, and heaps of essential fats.
What is this? What's a snack pack?
What's a snack pack?
Oh. Not Australian.
Oh, my God.
Don't know what a snack pack is.
No.
Okay, so Mike also has never had a paddle pop, which
also,
is a bit weird.
What the hell is a paddle pop?
So a snack pack, the halal snack pack or an HSP, is hot chips with, when you get a kebab and they strip the chicken and beef off those rotisseries that rotate around. It's just the chicken and the beef on top of chips. An HSP and then covered in garlic and barbecue sauce.
We have a very different name for that.
What do you call it? Breakfast.
No, we call it for some reason, I don't know where this name comes from. It's the Dutch word is kapsalon, which basically means hairdressers.
Hairdressers.
I have no idea why though.
So you get on the beers and then you go out for a hairdressers.
Basically, yeah.
That's weird.
It's the best thing ever though. But I very much agree. Lots of essential fats. Some carbs.
Yeah.
Bit protein.
But you're also talking to a vegetarian here, so.
Yeah, so.
Back in the day, I used to love an HSP, but not anymore. Not for a while. I just had my banana.
With tofu.
I tried
hot
tofu.
Hot chips and tofu.
I cooked tofu for the first time a fortnight ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never again?
No, I wouldn't say never again.
It needs some spice. Yeah. Like you have to add stuff to it, I think.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I read it. You've got to marinate it.
100%.
Yeah.
Unless you like eating rubber.
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't say never again, but it didn't take away my love of meat.
It's not going to be a regular.
No, I did a week of vegetarian just to sort of challenge myself, and it's doable. But I thought you need to prepare a lot more. You need to really think about it to get everything in. Where
you got to think differently about it.
Yeah. Where cooking with meat is really easy once you've been doing it for 30 years.
Is cooking without meat.
Yeah.
Just different way of thinking about it.
Well, maybe you should, whilst you do this, also do a Pledge for the Planet.
Well, Pledge for the Planet is kind of a bit of a divergent.
Yeah, but you can do both. Approach. You can just go, I'm going to raise funds, but also I'm going to pledge to not eat meat for a while.
Oh, so you're putting ideas in front of him now, live.
Yeah.
Live.
No pressure.
So how long is that? Because I'm up to you.
Okay. Pledge for the Planet. Paddy can probably explain it better.
Well, if you listen to the podcast about 4 episodes ago,
yeah,
Alice explained it all. It's essentially a lot of people feel uncomfortable asking for financial contributions if you're doing an endurance event.
Yeah.
So say for you, you've already asked people to donate for you to run a half marathon. You've done UTA 50. So if you were going to do another half marathon, hey, donate money for me because I'm doing another half marathon. There's this sense of well, it's not that hard. It's it's only 21K. You've done it before.
Yeah.
You're not really extending yourself. So why should someone kind of donate money if you're not extending yourself kind of? And that really sits weirdly with me. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But for you, if you're 73K view is epic, right? That's you extending yourself and shit, I'd donate money to that for sure. But once you've done a whole bunch of marathons and it's hey, you're doing a half marathon, sign up to raise money for this cancer charity. It's I'm just running 21K, half marathon's not big for me.
Yeah.
So there's that sense of feeling quite uncomfortable with asking for a financial contribution. But what I do feel very comfortable asking for is an environmental pledge where someone will say, instead of saying, donate $100 to me because I'm doing a half marathon, why don't you try and make a pledge to do something for the environment positively and no money changes hands.
Okay.
So my kind of favorite example is getting no takeaway coffee cups and just using a keep cup only for 12 weeks, whatever it might be.
Yep.
Another option is no single-use plastics or go vegetarian for 2 months or whatever it might be. But being able to make a pledge for the planet in the name of someone doing an endurance sporting event rather than donating to charity. So that's kind of why I was it kind of flies in the face of what Mitch is doing, which is raising money for a charity.
Yeah, you can do
for
both.
For good reason.
You can do both.
They can align side by side.
Mitch can go, look, I'm raising money, but I'm also cutting out meat 5 days a week.
So one of the things why we made this race up was because there are
Did you call it a race?
No.
Oh, he did.
I'm in a red line. Is there a Strava segment? Let's go.
There will be Strava.
13th of June. It's a race now.
Too bad.
Where is it on Facebook? Campbelltown to Wollongong?
Campbelltown to
Wollongong. You're going to have about 500 people turn up now.
I think there's a
red line. So you're the race director. Cool.
Oh.
Get insurance, bro. People are going to die out there. Middle of winter.
This is why I didn't call a race for all those reasons.
No, you just didn't.
But yeah,
live on air.
Blame the beers for that. But yeah, one of the things was because there are events where they do try fundraise, and some of the girls I run with, they've looked into where does the money go, and they can't see it.
Mm.
So a few of them might be interested in doing stuff like that because I know we have a few environmentally conscious girls.
Yeah.
Mm. Listen to the Pledge for the Planet podcast, and then just because you can also just do your own thing. You can go, hey, all of the standard options not for me. I'm going to go meat-free for 2 days a week, or I'm going to like brew my own beers instead of getting beers in the pub.
Yeah, is that an environmental thing?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, save
Kegging
water.
My beers.
Save water by drinking beer. It's,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Whatever.
So you can also just make up your own thing, what works best for you.
Yeah.
So they might be interested in that.
I think I'm going to, set up a pledge page for a couple of my events coming up soon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I think, the 13th of June.
Yeah.
I think I might join you for the whole thing.
Ooh.
73Ks, 6'45". If I don't die, it's basically, I've got nothing planned yet for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So I can do that.
Yeah.
Because I can just build up to that if my Achilles behaves, which it has been, fingers crossed, for the last.
We know from history that if your Achilles is injured, the best thing to do is to run more, and it just works for you.
Exactly. Weird. So after 6 foot, I'll be just like, sweet, let's go.
If you're injured, just go and do 73Ks.
It's fucking done.
Yeah.
That's why running is a stupid sport.
Also, it's in the middle of winter, right? Have you thought about that? Because it means less daylight hours, so head torches, but could be could get negative degrees. Like, it wouldn't be out of the question, right? Like,
nah.
In some of the... No,
statistically unlikely, but it could.
If you're going through some, trails out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of winter at 6 a.m.,
that's true.
Maybe I'm exaggerating. It could get fucking cold.
It could get cold,
Okay, just... For reference to people that actually live in cold countries, fucking cold is 6-7 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
So quite mild.
Yeah. Maybe put on a shirt.
Wear a shirt. Maybe some gloves.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be chilly, especially if you're starting at 6:30.
Yeah.
Unless you redline it, I might just rage.
It could get chilly. Reason why we picked winter is because of the bushfire threat mainly.
Fair.
Although after last summer, there's nothing much left to burn.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Should have done in summer. Colder. I'm no good in the heat.
Yeah.
Just my long run on Sunday, it wasn't that hot, but it was humid.
It's humid.
Oh,
so humid.
I went out for 28. I only managed 22.
Yeah.
It was
a killer.
Yeah, that was a hot one.
Yeah,
someone doesn't agree with my body.
What if there's torrential rain or thunderstorms?
Even better.
You're going to just go ahead?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I've come on a podcast and said I'm going to do it. I have to have a good reason, putting glass through my leg to not do it.
You've organised a race, so.
I've organised an event.
It's an event now.
Wow.
Event organizer. You went from race director to event organizer. Okay. Cool.
I don't know what's worse.
So just backstory on... Mitchie came to our that's running in-person course.
Yeah.
On crutches.
Yes.
With his leg in a band, a quite substantial amount of bandage.
Couldn't walk.
Yeah. Why was that?
At work, I decided I needed to get the piece of glass. I make aluminium doors and windows for a job. I decided I needed to get the piece of glass at the back of the pile. And I thought I held on to all the pieces of glass, but I didn't. A large piece of glass came down and took off a large portion of my skin.
Yeah, disgusting.
Bone was visible.
Yeah, visible bone. If you want the photos, slide into my DMs. it's disgusting. And that was just gone about a year and a month ago. And I didn't run for 6 weeks. I'm only just back to where I was before that speed-wise.
Mm.
So, 12 months, that was, quite the injury. It was horrible. And, it makes for good photos.
You basically glassed yourself. Okay, cool.
Glass isn't good. It really opens you up.
I've seen those photos and they're not good.
I remember that day very well.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, right. What else do we need to know about this event?
This race.
How can people get behind it?
Get behind it. Check out Campbelltown to Wollongong on Facebook. You'll see the event. Yeah. Share it with your friends.
Cool. We'll share it on our thingy.
Don't call it a race.
It's a race.
So it's an event that's a race. That's organised.
It's poorly organised.
Yeah.
But come out, run 5 kilometres
with me. What's the entry fee? How many aid stations?
No, it's like the Barclay Marathon. You have to give them like a unique hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. If you want to give me a unique hat, I will make a event T-shirt or something.
$50 donation entry.
$50 donation entry, yeah, and you get nothing for it except for a good solid thank you.
Yeah,
a good time.
A good time. I can't promise any race atmosphere, but if you run at the same pace as me, my wife's going to meet me at about 7 spots.
Yeah. So there'll be some lousy conversation the whole way.
Yeah, you'll have lousy conversation. I do have a friend running with me the whole way who's less talkative than me.
Mm.
So, you know.
That's always good.
If you need to talk about something, she'll listen.
Yeah.
I just need to tell her to slow down so she doesn't take my Strava crowns.
Yeah. And Mike's just said he'll run. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'll just stay behind you. I'm just like, I'm fine. I'm just hanging there. As long as there's beers in the booth, I'm fine.
A couple of homebrews at the end.
Homebrews at the end.
I'll make sure I
smash them. Yeah. Just make like brewers like 8, 9, 10% ones. So we only need one.
What about after that, later in the year? Are you looking for any other races, marathons or anything?
Melbourne Marathon. Okay. So a few of the girls are going to do Melbourne. Well, they've picked one. No, they're going to do the full.
Full, sorry.
Yeah, they're going to do their first full. So I'm going to try and do my third full.
Yep.
With them? Oh, just your own thing.
No, I'm going to race it. I'm going to try PB. I think my PB is at 3 hours 39,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
So I'll try and go close to 3:15.
Ah, sweet. All right,
nice.
We'll try. Yeah, nice. So just downloaded Runalyze, and it says I'm near 50% marathon shape. So I've got a bit of training to do.
Runalyze, is that thanks to listening to Andy?
Oh, mate, as soon as I listen to that, Strava's done. Yeah, on to Runalyze.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think it just plays into, like, the tendencies of some people to be into, like, numbers and data and that kind of thing. And that, like, it completely turns me off.
You're like, no.
I look at the data, I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm not interested.
If you're a data geek, it's great.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I really liked it.
The other, like, I went to Macquarie Uni with Owen to participate in his running studies. Yeah. And I did my VO2 max and my max heart rate. I was like, numbers.
Loving it.
Oh, wow. I love numbers, but I'm also like, I don't actually use these for my own training, so it's interesting to see. But
interesting, but you don't have an application for it.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna apply this.
You don't train by heart rate.
No, because it's not accurate.
I might be one of the few people where their Garmin VO2 max and their predicted race times is accurate.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love my Garmin VO2 max. Yeah,
we used to do VO2 max testing here. What I found was the VO2 max that the Garmin gives you is typically very accurate, which surprises me. But then the heart rate training zones it gives you is not that accurate. That's what I found on a whole bunch of Garmin users. I just found that really interesting.
Cool.
Side note, anyway, what were we talking about before that?
His race event.
Oh, yes.
His race.
Rest of the year event.
Officially timed race. On the 13th of June, with timing mats and course support and aid stations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
All the things you won't get at Campbelltown to Wollongong. Yeah, so I'm keen for that.
And medals, right?
Yeah, medal. I collect the race bibs more than medals.
Bibs more than medals.
Yeah, medals doesn't worry me. Mm. But yeah, I'm keen.
Are you going to make a bib?
I should, shouldn't I?
You should.
If you collect bibs, you should make a bib.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely.
Do you have a particular race number you want?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
You have to get back to me.
I have to get back to you.
But yeah, I'm quite nervous on race though, so I've booked a hotel right next to the start line.
Have you?
I cannot stay at the second hotel closest to a start line.
Why? It because kills me. Nervous poo or?
There's always that, but just the anxiety before a race.
That's not a race.
No, Melbourne. I've booked that hotel already. I'm one of those people, who before a race, I have to get to the start line at least half an hour early for the fear that I'll miss it. Like, I'll miss the start, and it's just irrational.
I'm the opposite. Fear. I'm like, 5 minutes. Fuck, I'm early. It's the way around. I hate getting there early. It's like the worst thing in my life.
Yeah, I've got to get there early. I do.
Yeah. I was like, last minute, I rock up. Oh, gun goes off. Sweet. I'm close enough to the start line. This happened to me in Queenstown. I was like, oh, the gun's going off. was near enough the start line to sort of make it.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that stresses
me out. I'm so glad we don't run together. That would kill me.
Yeah.
That would absolutely kill
me. I'll be there at 5:30 for race day.
Get there nice and early so I don't have to stress.
Nice.
Sweet. So people get online, start donating. We need to get to $2,000 and hopefully push that further up and further up and further up.
Thank you.
At least $5,000, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Get a current affair onto it.
Yeah. We already did a radio interview, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been on the radio, been on a podcast, mate. Sky's the limit.
Mate, this is the trifecta.
Yeah. Lovely. Thanks for coming on, Mitch.
My pleasure.
It's cool to see where you've come, knowing that 4 years ago you ran 1.8K in 18 minutes and now you're doing a 73K like run to raise money for charity. Like, man, it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's epic.
Sky's the limit.
Thank you.
Next year to 100 miles. Yeah.
Well, we'll finish on that. That's a promise.